Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hang on 1 second.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? I'm so happy to be here another week. It's time's just flying by, and I hope everybody's doing really well. We've had a lot of changes go on, and we're getting really laser-focused with our membership and being able to offer more to our members and kind of clear out all the there's so much going on. I think everybody out these days is so inundated with between the social networking and businesses and just a different way of doing business. I still love the old-fashioned way, but let's throw in the virtual way, which we've been doing since late 90s. But with it all, it just has been – so we're working on keeping it simple. You know that keep it simple, stupid, that what they call KISS that they talk about. We don't have to say stupid, but it's – so we're working on that. So it's been a lot more fun and a lot of leveraging and more peace. So for those of you agents and brokers that are listening to this at a later date, which most do, send me your feedback. Let me know what you think because I know I'm enjoying it a lot more and finding it's necessary. So today we have Steve Sless coming back on. Steve's a regular on our show. He keeps us up to date on aging in place and reverse mortgages. He is such an expert in his field. He's been in for years and years. And he has truly become an expert and not swayed from, you know, many, many different phases of the mortgage industry. He's actually, I'll let him tell you in a minute when he comes on. But it's a big thing. A lot of us baby boomers are getting older. We're having parents that are older and going through it. I've been going through it myself with my mother. And there's quite a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn and there's a lot of minutia to go through, you know, because you'll hear so many different ways to do this and education and knowledge is really key. So I'm so thrilled. Steve usually comes on every few months. It's been a while this time. Time's flying by. And I'm going to let him jump on. So we're going to talk about this through the entire time. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-945-5428. If you want to send questions later, Steve will still be happy to listen to, answer them as well. He's going to give all his information, but you can always send it to radio@realityuniversal.com or go on our site. And there's a lot to learn and make it a lot easier. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Steve Sless. Hey, Steve.
Thank you so much. How are you? So great to be back.
I can't believe it's been, because usually it's like every 3 months you were saying, right? And it's been a while since you've been on.
Yeah, no, it's been a while, but happy to be back. A lot of information to share with your listeners, and we always have a great time, and the hour flies by.
It flies by. So tell, you're with Primary Residential Mortgage now. With tell us what, because you tell us your history, because I'd like people to know, because you're such an expert at this, and I can say firsthand, going through having to work through situations with an elderly mother right now that's having memory issues. I'm shocked at the amount of information that really needs to, that isn't out there, is and isn't, and it's important to get narrow it down. And you're an expert, and I'm really impressed with how you've stuck with it. You know, for the reason of giving back and doing what you do. So I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head, Natalie. I think it's about education and it's about empowerment, and that's what really we try to do. So I've been in the mortgage industry since 2003, and in 2008, I made the leap into reverse mortgages. Had really the same misunderstanding and misconceptions that most of our borrowers and most of our clients have today, which is, you know, reverse mortgages, they must just be too good to be true, or it's some way for the lender to take the house or the government to be involved in your housing situation. And, you know, in 2008, I committed myself to really learning about the product. You know, retirement and, you know, the longevity funding dilemma that we face in the country is real. And senior homeowners and baby boomers are the biggest demographic out there right now. And they're struggling to age in place. And they're also struggling just to be able to fund their entire longevity. And a little bit later in the hour, we'll talk about the challenge of funding longevity. But, you know, in 08, I made the commitment to reverse mortgages, and I haven't looked back. And really, it's been the best career move that I ever made. Just the impact that we're able to have on the lives of our clients and to show them how to really live a better retirement by simply just using their number one asset, and that's the wealth that they've amassed in their home over the years. So now we fast forward the clock to 2019. I'm committed still to reverse mortgages. I just joined Primary Residential Mortgage, PRMI, actually last week. And it's a huge move in my career. And thank you. I'm so excited about it. And in joining PRMI, it really allows myself and my team the opportunity to expand our footprint. And what it's all about is just helping more baby boomers and helping more homeowners throughout the country.
Well, now I want to ask, Steve, you were in, like, the mortgage business for how long? Because it's been a long time, right? I want to check with about before you got into switching it to in 2008.
Yeah, I was in traditional mortgage lending for 5 years prior to jumping over to reverse.
Perfect. You know, all the basics.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing that job, you know, mostly purchase-based business and a little bit of refinancing. But, you know, reverse mortgages are just, they're so different. And really, they're just a mortgage by name. It's more of an insurance product than anything. And we can get into that as well. But you're really making an impact in the overall, not just retirement health, but in some cases, the overall health of the clients, you know, showing them a better way, alleviating stress in their lives and allowing them to just maintain peace of mind throughout their retirement. And I fell in love, not just with the reverse mortgage product, but I fell in love with the impact that we were having on the lives of our clients. And that led me to stick exclusively with reverse mortgages. So even though I have a license to do both traditional and reverse, I haven't originated a traditional mortgage in over 10 years.
Amazing. You really, it was to tell the reverse mortgages back, you know, I've got it in 85 in the business, and in the late 80s and 90s, people would say, oh my gosh, stay away from a reverse mortgage because it's negative amortization and it's going to eat up all the money and da, 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 da. And that's just not the, I mean, it still would be negative amortization, but it's not the case anymore today. So tell us what is a reverse mortgage? And you mentioned it's more of an insurance kind of product. It's also, you know, using your money wisely. Tell us what exactly is a reverse mortgage?
Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, I think the simplest way to put it is a reverse mortgage is simply that. It's just a mortgage, but it's a mortgage that allows homeowners that are over the age of 62 to convert the source of where most of their wealth lies, and that's within their home equity. I think a recent study that I saw for homeowners age 62 and older, 75% of their net worth is in their home equity. And so
right.
How do they use that equity to live a better retirement? How can we incorporate that home equity to show them a way to live a better retirement? And it's through a reverse mortgage. But really, it's just a mortgage loan that works in reverse. It allows you to tap that equity without a monthly payment requirement, because it's all about cash flow. You know, as we grow older and as we get to a point where maybe we're on a fixed income later in life, and our assets are diminishing because we're having to pull from our assets to live a retirement, home wealth being where most of the net worth is, it's going to have to be tapped into. But a reverse mortgage allows you to do that very strategically and very tax efficiently, because the money taken from the home is all tax-free money. It's not income. It's a loan. It's still a mortgage. And so what we really do is we sit down with our clients, we analyze where their net worth is, how it's broken up, and we educate them, and we really empower them by educating them to teach them how to incorporate home wealth to live retirement on their terms. But it's really, it's not a scary thing. It's just a mortgage, but it's a mortgage that allows different flexibility than a traditional mortgage does.
Do they have to have good credit to get a reverse mortgage?
I wouldn't say you have to have good credit. There are credit requirements. It's not credit score driven. It's an FHA loan. So FHA doesn't require a minimum credit score. You can have, you know, a 500, a 550. You can have an 800 credit score. What we look at is an overall credit profile, really just to determine and to make sure that the homeowner is able to maintain their homeowner's insurance and their property taxes. Those are the requirements.
So that's where
would
it, because they could lose the house if they don't, pay their taxes, right, and their insurance.
Yeah,
so
well, hey, you and I can,
like,
lose our house if we don't pay our taxes too.
Right. So with the reverse mortgage, you tie it in. Do they pay, like, with mortgages, how it's principal, interest, taxes, and insurance? Not all mortgages have escrow accounts. They allow people to pay separately if they want, but many of the lenders require it. Is that the same with a reverse mortgage? Do they have it tied into the payment?
Yeah, there's an option to
or, yeah, there's
an
no payment.
Account.
There's no payment. I'm sorry, but right.
There's an option to take a portion of the money that they qualify for and put it into an escrow account. But you're right, because there's no payment, there's no ongoing monthly escrow. So the homeowner's insurance, the property taxes, and really just the general upkeep of the home, that is going to be the responsibility of the homeowner. Because, Natalie, you got to keep in mind, they never lose their home. And I think that's another big misconception is if I take out a reverse mortgage, somehow I'm going to lose ownership of my home. You still own your home with a reverse mortgage, no different than with a traditional mortgage. There's a deed, there's a lien on title, just like any traditional mortgage, but there's no monthly payment requirement, and there's a lot more flexibility in the terms built into the loan.
Now, what happens in the case, because I'm going to, like, for example, somebody has Alzheimer's or dementia, and you want them to age in place at home, and you have brain caretakers in, et cetera, say the homeowner, they still own – okay, so that's just a weird question, but you know me. I'm going to come out with it, whatever questions I can think of off the wall too. So the homeowners, you know, in their 70s, right, say they already passed the 62-year rule. They have a reverse mortgage. All of a sudden, one spouse is left. They have Alzheimer's. The family wants them to age in place, but they no longer, you know, maybe one of the members has to take guardianship or power of attorney because they no longer can pay their bills or do things on their own and they have to have caretakers come in. Is that still allowable? Because the person taken over isn't going to maybe meet the 62-year rule. I don't know if you've ever gotten this kind of question, but does the house still, you know, because the title still goes to the original homeowner who was over 62, is it still okay? They can stay there till they die?
Yeah, so the parties on title must remain owners of the home and must occupy the home at least 6 months and a day out of the year. So it still has to be your primary residence.
So it doesn't matter, even if somebody – okay, so it's fine as long as the person still occupies it, even if they don't have the capability of paying every. I mean, it doesn't matter, right? As long as they're the ones on title and it's still legal. That I'm just asking because you just never know. Sometimes there's so many loopholes and rules, right? In situations where they're like, wow, I never knew I had to move my family out of there because now they're not, legally capable of handling things. Okay. Well, that's good.
I think it's meant to, it's, you know, reverse mortgages were created back in the early 80s to allow homeowners to age comfortably in place in the home that they love, you know. And in talking to homeowners every day, you know, most baby boomers, most senior homeowners, they want to remain in the home that they've raised their family in, the home that they love. It's difficult later in life to have to pick up and downsize. Now, we can get into how you can downsize with a reverse mortgage later in the show, because as you know, Natalie, and I brought it up on the show a few times in the past, you can actually utilize a reverse mortgage to buy a new home. And that's a separate product in and of itself. But, you know, back to aging in place, that's what a reverse mortgage is designed for. And that's why it has so much flexibility to allow the senior homeowner to age comfortably in place, to use their home wealth, which they've amassed over the years by paying down their mortgage, and they put themselves in an equity position that they qualify now for a reverse mortgage. They can tap the wealth in their home, and there is no monthly payment requirement. So the money that they have coming in from that wealth can be used to help live a better life.
Fantastic. So as long as they live in the house for 6 months, they could be snowbirds. They could go, you know, live in a cold area, go to warm areas in the winter, and still have that reverse mortgage. Now, one owner, 62, say their spouse is 45. How does that work?
Yeah, so there's it's called a non-borrowing spouse. So we, except for the state of Texas, that is possible in every other state. As long as at least one homeowner is 62 years of age or older, you can still take out a reverse mortgage, and there are certain protections that are provided to the younger spouse to make sure that they can remain in the home if the older spouse were to pass away first.
That's great. What is it like in Texas? They don't allow it? They both have to be 62? Or?
Yeah, in Texas, they both have to be 62. Texas has some goofy laws. They're almost like their own little country down there.
They have some strange housing laws. They don't want to be part of us, the United States. That's okay. they both have to. Well, there's a lot of different reasons for that at times, right? It's a pretty big state, too. So they can, that protects them. So if they have other family members living in, it's nothing like when you have over 55 communities and they, you know, if they have grandchildren coming in, there's different rules for that. None of that applies. It's just the principal owner has to be 62 and older, right? Cool.
Well, if you have other parties living in the home, we need to know that. We need to, part of qualifying for a reverse mortgage does depend on how many people live in the home. I think that's getting a little technical. It's getting a little technical for just the hour that we have. I would want to discuss that on an individual basis.
Tell me. But it's still good to know. So if they have like four or five people living in the home, but the homeowner, the one on title, is you can't have people living in, or I guess you can have them visiting, right? Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, It depends on a few variables. It depends, number one, do they live in the home or do they have an ownership interest in the home? And then secondly, the income calculation that we use to qualify you for a reverse mortgage depends on how many people live in the home. It also depends on the square footage of the home and the geographical location of your property within the country. And there's a calculation that's used to determine how much income you need to qualify. So if there's one person living in the home versus five people living in the home, the likelihood that you'll need more income to qualify if there's five people living in the home is probably greater than if you just were one person living in the home.
Right, right. Okay. But they can't, that doesn't have anything to do with age restrictions or anything, right? If there's other people living in the home, doesn't make any difference.
No. Again, as long as the one homeowner is of age to qualify for a reverse mortgage, that would work.
That's fantastic. So are interest rates competitive or pretty comparable to regular, like, home equity loans or regular mortgages?
Yeah. I mean, interest rates are going to be right on par with any traditional mortgage out there these days. You know, right now, reverse mortgage rates are in the mid to upper fours. So I think that's competitive with traditional mortgages. But, you know, in comparing the two, you're really comparing apples and oranges. You know, a reverse mortgage is really, when it comes down to it, it's a mindset shift in the way that you look at utilizing your largest asset to live and fund a better retirement. You know, so if you're comparing it to a, let's say, a home equity loan, because that's the scenario that comes up the most. You know, Steve, I can do a reverse mortgage, or I can do a traditional HELOC. What's the difference? And briefly, you know, the difference is very, very dramatic. Number one, a reverse mortgage has flexible payment terms. So you can pay zero, you can pay 500, 1,000. You decide if you're going to make a monthly mortgage payment or not. With a traditional HELOC, there is a mandatory monthly payment that must be made every month. So from a cash flow perspective, that's one huge advantage for a reverse mortgage. Secondly, HELOCs are typically interest only, at least for the first 10 years, and then they're going to reset, and there's going to be a variable rate. And as you grow older and you're trying to age in place, having not only a variable interest rate but also a variable payment and the unpredictability of not knowing what that payment is going to be later in life, that's a big risk, and we're trying to de-risk
retirement as much as we can. Plus, they're
going to
have to pay it off right after 10 years. But they have to pay it off after 10 years, too, if the bank doesn't agree to.
There could be a balloon after 10 years. Yeah, absolutely. And also, HELOCs can be frozen at any time by the lender. And we saw that a lot back during the financial crisis in 08, 09, 2010. A lot of senior homeowners had HELOCs, and they thought that they could turn to that HELOC and get them through troubled times. And the bank said,
That's a great point. I remember back in like 05, 06, 07, there was this program, I can't think off the top of my head, but they were saying use your equity to pay your monthly bills out of your equity, right? So people were doing this to save money and paying their monthly bills, and then all of a sudden when they had the crisis, right, all of a sudden they may have $80,000, equity went down to $10,000, and they were in real binds. It was a real mess. So the government backs these reverse mortgages?
Yeah, there's two different types of reverse mortgages. There's government insured. They're insured by FHA. I'd say that probably accounts for about 95% of the reverse mortgage market right now are the government insured reverse mortgages. But then there's also been a lot of innovation on the proprietary lending side. So there's probably about five or six, maybe even seven at this point, different proprietary reverse mortgage options. So private reverse mortgages.
They're allowing, because I know they were talking about like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac trying to privatize the lending, which I don't agree with totally privatizing, because I think Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have done a great job, you know, for what they've done in our country, you know, what the programs have done. So they actually allow the private ones. That's weird. So if it's privatized, does it still have the same rules? For it to protect the consumer as FHA would?
Yeah, so there's still the same built-in protections. Both the government-insured reverse mortgages and proprietary reverse mortgages are non-recourse, which means that you're never going to leave a debt to your heirs or to your estate that they're going to have to repay out of their pocket, and we can elaborate on that a little bit further. But there are the same built-in protections. The difference is proprietary is just not government-insured. You know, it's really up to the discretion of the lender when it comes down to a lot of the underwriting guidelines and that sort of thing. But they're very similar. What we like to do is we like to just provide both options and say, look, here's what your options are on the government insured. Here's what they are proprietary. And we educate the consumer. We empower the consumer so they can make a decision based on what works best for their unique circumstances.
How do people contact you, Steve? We might as well put that in right now because we're almost at the half of the hour already, believe it or not. I am not going to throw any commercials in because we just go to 1 hour.
Yeah, this always flies by. We have a blast on here. I love coming on the show. Best way to contact me, there's two ways, actually three ways. I'll give you all. First is my phone number, and that's 410-814-7575. You can reach me on that number day and night. Also through my website. The website is morewithsless.com. It's morewithsless.com.
I like that.
Also, if you just want if you want a real simple and quick and easy reverse mortgage estimate, you can go to reverseestimate.com. And there's a calculator on there. You can get an estimate very, very quickly and learn a lot about the program. So that's a great way to just learn a little bit more without contacting me, if you just want to get a little bit of information first. And you can also email me, and the email is sless, like my last name, S-L-E-S-S, at primeres, like primary residential, .com.
So it's morewithsless.com, morewithsless.com. And which is the one that, if you want to get an estimate?
Reverseestimate.com.
Okay, reverse estimate.
For anybody that just wants a quick estimate on a reverse mortgage. But, you know, my advice is this. You know, reverse mortgages, you know, they should be structured and tailored depending on everybody's unique circumstance. And so the best thing to do if you want to learn about reverse mortgages, either for yourself, for a family member, for a friend, you know, it is a long educational process. You know, when I talk to somebody today for the first time, my intention isn't to, you know, put them into a reverse mortgage within the next 30 to 60 days. It is a long educational process. We want to make sure that not only are you comfortable, but that we're educating your trusted advisors, your friends, your family. So definitely, you know, the first step is education. Reach out to me. We can schedule a one-on-one individual consultation. We'll discuss your needs. We'll discuss your wants. We'll discuss everything. And so you can be empowered to make the best possible decision to enhance your retirement and to start living retirement on your terms.
Can you place anybody around the country or refer them? If not, or how? I mean, just for our listeners, because our listeners are kind of like all over the place.
Yeah, so our company is licensed in 49 states. I'm licensed in 12 states myself. By the end of the year, I will probably be personally licensed in 20, 25 states. But if it's a state that I'm not personally licensed in, I can certainly refer you to one of our reverse mortgage experts in the company and still make sure that you're very well taken care of.
Do they have reverse mortgages in Canada and in other countries, or is that just depends on, like, with our lending, you know, with the way, I mean, just that you know of?
I tell you what, reverse mortgages in other countries right now are really growing at a rapid rate. Canada has their own version of reverse mortgages. Australia has their own version of reverse mortgages. You know, I think it just the way that retirement funding is looked at globally is changing, and there's a mind shift that's changing now, and people are starting to realize that, you know what, my home is the source of the bulk of my net worth, and in order to live a comfortable retirement, that net worth is going to have to be put to work, you know, because that,
so
you know, you think about retirement funding.
Yeah, that's good to know. No, it's great to know, and it's just interesting to me as I'm getting older. You know, I always say it over and over, I wish we were taught compound interest when we were kids, because I think that we missed the boat on that one, and then a lot of us are trying to play catch-up, but or education missed the boat on it, because it's so amazing. But with our global economy is so worldwide now, the days are over when it's just local. And so many got hurt back in 2008, and I run into people constantly that are in their 70s and 80s, and they're working. Some people are working to get out of the house; they don't have to. And then many are working because they said, "I have to work. I can't quit yet. You know, I lost money," and that's just it's very sad. But I'm so glad that these programs are sprouting up all over, and people are getting it. And it's interesting, though, to see how far – it's so important to talk to you, Steve, like for people to really get and analyze it no matter what they're going to do, because and go to financial advisors that are good. It's just really important, because there's so much out there that we don't know when we're living our day-to-day lives and specializing in our own field, right? It's just like you don't go to a – if you needed a brain surgeon, you're not going to try to do it yourself, right?
Sure,
I hope not.
Sure.
Anyhow, if you're not going to do it yourself,
I'm glad you. Yeah. It's not something you want to do by yourself. But I'm glad you brought up. Not just going to somebody to learn, but going to somebody who specializes in what you're looking to accomplish. Like for me, for instance, all I do is reverse mortgages. You know, if you came to me for a traditional mortgage, even though I could do it, I would refer it out to somebody that I trusted to take great care of you, because my focus is solely reverse mortgage based. That's where my education is in. That's what I specialize in, you know. And I would just advise, if you are looking for a reverse mortgage or in the market, to just understand how home equity can be incorporated into your retirement. Whether it's me or another reverse mortgage professional, you really need to make sure that whoever you're talking to specializes in reverse mortgage, and it's not just
it's not just another card in their deck. Like, people have term insurance, so if they die, you know, regular life insurance too, but term, it'll pay off their mortgage. You know, there's just all these insurance policies. Do they have built in, I guess, with the reverse mortgage? Many times you see people, they pass away, and then the family has to sell the property, but it does have that clause that they aren't going to be liable. For example, if the house is only worth $200,000 but they owe $300,000, the estate's not going to have to pay off the difference, right, because it covers, it protects them.
Correct. So reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, and what that means is no debt will be passed on to your heirs and to your estate. So in the event that would happen, and you did owe, let's say, $300,000, and the home value is worth $250,000 or $200,000, FHA insurance covers that difference. Now, you pay for the FHA insurance as part of the loan setup. But what that insurance, I call it peace of mind insurance, because it's your way of knowing that no matter how your reverse mortgage is structured, no matter how much you take, no matter if you make a payment or don't make a payment, if you are in a position where you pass away and when your heirs go to sell the home, there's more owed on the home than what the value is worth, your heirs can either walk away scot-free or make a profit and make their inheritance from the sale of the house.
I mean, I know they have, like, term insurance or life insurance that could be paid off that way, too, if they wanted to keep the house. But is there a built-in – I want another quick question, though. But is there a built-in where they can take out that term insurance that just pays that off, or that, like – or not really? I guess they could, right?
No, the FHA insurance is what makes the loan non-recourse. And so that's what's going
to
guarantee that you're not going to leave any debt to your
heirs. No one would need to do that, which makes total sense. Okay, so what about if they did the private reverse mortgage and not FHA? You had mentioned there's other couple different private companies that do it as well.
Yeah, so the private or the proprietary reverse mortgages are also non-recourse. So they do also provide that same protection. That protection is just not government insured. It's insured. It's protection that's offered from the lender. And so in discussing options with clients, we present both scenarios to them, but we also inform them, look, if you prefer to have the government insured option, then you should go this route.
I'm wondering if that's state laws or federal laws, you know, but it doesn't matter. I mean, it's too much to get into here because you would already know how to advise them, and it's awesome. So tell us how they can get money. Well, a scenario, like how they get the money to use the money, like approximately how much, is there a rule of thumb on how much they get, 50% and then also you had discussed different times about them having like an equity line or money that grows that actually is put aside somehow in the loan and it grows in interest and they can use some of that money as well.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd love to get into that.
I'm not calling them the right names. I'm leaving that for you.
That's okay. No, I know where you're going, and that's fine. the amount of money that you qualify for is based on a few key factors. So number one, it's based on age. Number two, it's based on the value of your home and how much equity you have in your home. And number three, it's also dependent on current interest rates. And so the higher the interest rate is, the less equity you're able to qualify for. So we're in a very low interest rate climate right now. It would be very advantageous for somebody to enter into a reverse mortgage now while rates are still low, because they're going to maximize how much they qualify for. As far as the options to take the money, we would say, hey, here, look, here's how much you qualify for, whether it's $100,000, $200,000, so on and so forth. And then we present them with some options to distribute that money. So the first option is they can take either a full or a partial lump sum. This is for somebody that probably has already an idea on what they're going to use the money for. They just want to get their hands on that money to be able to utilize it. So there's an option to take a full or a partial lump sum payout. The other option is to set up a monthly payment. The lender sends you a monthly check every month. We can set it up for either a certain term, and you can say, hey, Steve, I need to get money for the next 10 years, We would divide the amount of funds that you qualify for by 10 years, and we would tell you how much that check would be for the next 10 years. Or you can also set up to receive a check every single month for the rest of your life, and we can determine how much that amount would be based on the amount that you qualify as well. The other great option is to set up a reverse mortgage line of credit. And this is where the reverse mortgage starts to become very different than any other traditional home equity loan or second mortgage or cash out refinance. Reverse mortgage line of credit provides liquidity, it provides accessibility, and it also provides the ability to tap into money if and when you need it. So let's say you took out a reverse mortgage line of credit, you took it out for $200,000. That's how much you qualified for, but you don't need the money. You just want to make sure, you know, you're doing well right now, or you're still working right now, but you're in your young 60s. You want to make sure that by the time you're 80 or in your 80s, you are going to be able to live a comfortable retirement. We can put the money into a growing line of credit. A reverse mortgage line of credit provides a guaranteed growth rate on your money. That growth rate
is half a percent.
The growth rate's a half percent over the current interest rate on the loan. So simple math, your interest rate's 4.5, your growth rate is going to start out at 5%. So you put $100,000 in a reverse mortgage line of credit, you're going to be growing that $100,000 by 5%. And that's going to be compounded. So you get growth on top of the growth. Now, this is
And you can
interest.
Take money out of that? Okay.
Yeah. So it's not interest, it's growth. So
that's great.
I always describe it as this. You know, we're going to give you a, you know, let's say I call it a credit card. Imagine you had a credit card that you're, you know, the money that you qualify was put on a credit card. And every year your balance is increasing by 5%. This does, it allows you to be very, very strategic. Keep in mind, unless you draw money from a reverse mortgage, there's no interest accumulating on that money, and your balance is never going to grow. So for somebody who doesn't necessarily need the funds right now, but they want to ensure that they're going to be able to fund their entire longevity, we can take either the entire amount of money that they qualify for or a portion of that money that they qualify for and put it into the reverse mortgage line of credit. Start that growth as quickly as possible. And what that does is later in life, when you need money the most, you've grown this large line of credit that you can tap into to be able to help supplement your retirement.
But is it
income.
At the same time though, since it's negative amortization, let me just give you an example. Say it's say your property is worth $400,000, you don't owe anything. And you're going to give them 50% of that as a reverse mortgage or whatever, access to 50% of it. And they don't need it. And so they take that $200,000 and they put it in this and they get this 5% interest on it, right? And they're not touching it right now. But what's happening to that $200,000, that $200,000 original loan, is because it's negative amortization, is it going to be growing a lot?
No. If you don't touch it, then there's no negative amortization on it. There's no interest accumulating on that money. So as you take distributions, as you start to pool that money, whatever money you pool becomes a part of the loan, then it starts accumulating interest. And then you're going to have a decision to make. Do I make monthly mortgage payments? If so, how much? Or am I going to defer all my mortgage payments? And if you do so, the loan gets paid back when you leave the home. And so if you leave the home, if you pass away, the home gets passed on to your heirs because you still own your home. Typically, the heirs would sell the house. They would pay back the reverse mortgage, and any additional equity left from the sale would be the heirs to keep, and that's their inheritance.
Oh, I gotcha. That's pretty amazing, though, how it works out where you can just really age in place, stay home, and still make your money work for you. Now, what if somebody gets Social Security and they don't have any retirement income and say they're 70 and they only get, say, $1,000 a month? Maybe they never put a lot into it, or that's it. They get $1,000 a month. And you say, okay, based on your $1,000 a month, is it really going to be kind of on the ratios? Are they not going to qualify for that much, even if they have like a paid off house of $400,000?
It depends on a few factors. Again, it depends on, there's a formula that we use to determine how much income is needed. And it depends on the square footage of the house. It depends on the geographical region. Depends on current interest rates, and it also depends on the age of the homeowner. Oftentimes, what we can do, though, is we can also use available assets, and we can what's called dissipate those assets and convert them into income for calculation purposes. So that's getting a little technical, but
I know, but you know, I'd like to throw that stuff out there. Just different questions.
Yeah, no, I mean the easiest way to answer that is just it's on an individual basis, and it just depends on a lot of different factors, and that's going to really be the benefit of working with a professional.
Totally, but would it make sense if somebody's 62 and they're making good money to go ahead and take it now if they know that they're going to, you know, stop working and they're only going to have that $1,000 a month? Would it make sense for them to? Because you wouldn't go back and say now you're making, you don't do annual checks to see what they're making, right? You don't do check their income. Once they have it, they have it, right?
Yeah, once they have it, they have it. I would say begin the education process and become empowered to be able to make that decision for yourself. That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
That's what my team is here for. You know, I'm not somebody that says, hey, you should take out a reverse mortgage because, you know, that's what I do for a living. It really comes down to, Is a reverse mortgage the right financial tool for you and your own unique circumstances? And what are your goals? You know, and that's when we really start to dive into a lot of different layers. And I ask a lot of questions along the way to ensure that this is going to be a product that's going to be the best fit. You know, if somebody says, hey, you know, I'm looking to, I want to take out a reverse mortgage. And I ask them how long you're looking to be in your home for, and they tell me 5 years, I'm going to tell them a reverse mortgage probably isn't the best solution. This is – a reverse mortgage is a long-term – it should be structured as a long-term loan, a way to age in place or purchase a home utilizing a reverse mortgage. But it's really just about using the source of your – of most of your net worth and converting that over time to live a better retirement. Not a loan of last resort.
Fantastic.
It's not a loan of last resort, and it's not a quick fix.
Well, also, I wonder if long term health care, if they can still have that if they're in their home versus, I guess they can. They don't have to be in a facility. I'm not sure. You know, I guess there's a lot to look into.
I think it really, when structured properly, we can structure it in conjunction with your long-term care insurance. You know, that's when I start asking a lot of questions, collecting information for myself to be able to provide the client with the best possible scenario, and be able to advise them whether I think a reverse mortgage is a proper solution, but more just educate them as to is a reverse mortgage the proper solution. But it's meant to work in conjunction with other benefits. It's meant to work in conjunction with any other retirement income that you have. And it's just a way to provide flexibility and accessibility as you grow older and hopefully age in place.
That's fantastic. And it's really important, I think, for people to hire elder care attorneys or asset attorneys to see what's the best way to handle your money later, you know, when you're older, because of a lot of people, the aging in place seems to be so preferred. Even I've noticed with this Alzheimer and dementia, people, it's best to have somebody in their own surroundings that they're familiar with. Just so many situations come up that there's also, I'm not sure, there used to be a rule with assets that, you know, if like a 3-year rule that now is a 5-year rule. So it's really important to talk to an elder care attorney too. I'm sure you probably, when you're meeting with people or talking with them, you could refer them to certain other people in their estate planning as well, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a great network of elder law attorneys, family law attorneys, divorce attorneys, financial advisors. I do a lot of presentations for financial advisors to teach them the merits of reverse mortgages. And I think what I'm realizing is financial advisors and the elder care community, they're a little late to the party on reverse mortgages. I think they viewed reverse mortgages over the years as a loan of last resort. And as I'm able to really get in and educate them and present to them, there's also a mind shift in that community as well. And they're starting to wake up and realize, you know what? The reality is most of our clients' net worth is tied up in their home equity. And if we're going to do our job as a financial advisor or an attorney, we need to be able to have an open mind in that you know, to live a better retirement, chances are you're going to need to tap into the source of most of your net worth, and that is the equity in the home.
I love it. Just so fantastic to be able to age in place. And I'm going to, you know, we're almost down to the end of the hour, believe it or not. So I'm going to let you tell us what the most important parts are. You want to let us know? I'm interjecting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so we touched on how to utilize a reverse mortgage to age in place. I want to touch on how to utilize a reverse mortgage to purchase a new home. That is a unbelievable program that is available to seniors over the age of 62 to either downsize into a home that makes more sense depending on your situation later in life, or instead of downsizing, just moving closer to family, moving closer to friends or relatives, or moving to warmer climate. And so it used to be that if you wanted to take out a reverse mortgage and buy a home, you had to buy the home first, then take out a reverse mortgage. And what that incurred
right.
two sets of closing costs, and it was two separate transactions. And now you can actually purchase a home using a reverse mortgage. And so the qualifications are the same. You still need the income to qualify. You still need to have the credit to qualify. You still need to be over the age of 62. You need about 50% equity in order to qualify. So let's say, I'm going to give you a hypothetical scenario. Let's say a homeowner in Maryland wants to move to Florida. They want to be in a warmer climate. Their home here is about $400,000. Let's say they have a $100,000 mortgage. So they sell their home here in Maryland. They part ways with $300,000 in cash. They can take that $300,000 in cash to Florida, purchase a $300,000 home in Florida, which depending on which part of Florida, $300,000 in Florida goes a whole heck of a lot further than it does here in the Northeast. You purchase a $300,000 home in Florida, you put down $150,000 in cash to put yourself in that 50% equity situation to qualify. You never have to make a monthly mortgage payment. And
but
you
have
just
to only qualify for $150,000
in cash
yeah,
in your
okay.
pocket.
Really?
So it's about cash flow. It's a great way to purchase
right.
a new home and maximize your cash flow. So look with this
right.
in this hypothetical situation, look what this person was just able to accomplish. They sold their home here. They moved to the climate that they prefer to be in. They netted $300,000. They used $150,000 of that to purchase a $300,000 home. So they didn't have to sacrifice on how much home they were able to buy.
Right.
They bought the home that
right.
they wanted in the geographic region that they wanted. They pocketed $150,000 in cash to supplement their retirement income. It'll be up to them whether they make a monthly mortgage payment or not, but they bought a $300,000 home for $150,000 in cash. Their responsibility
right.
is taxes, insurance, general upkeep of the home, and that's it. So it is a fantastic way for a senior homeowner to purchase a new home and provide themselves with options later in life. And it's also a great way for realtors to pick up new business. And not have to, you know, I talk to realtors all the time, and
right.
I do speaking engagements to realtors all the time, and we teach them how to utilize this program, and it blows their mind. You know, oftentimes when a senior is looking to downsize or looking to move, they're sacrificing in the amount of home that they want. You know, if you only
right.
have $150,000, and that limits you on how much home you can purchase, especially in this area in the Northeast where property values are through the roof. So the ability to
right.
only put down 50% and not sacrifice on the home,
fantastic.
And for the realtor, you get to sell a larger home and make a larger commission as well because you're selling more house. It's a win-win for everybody. It's especially a win for the senior that's looking to move.
Yeah, and a lot of them, I mean, they're nervous or scared. They may not have the extra income, you know, and they don't know, or they've lost a spouse or by themselves. You know, a lot of decisions to make, and this is really great to give them more peace of mind.
Yep, peace of mind and empowerment through education. I think that's really what I'm all about. That's what we're all about as a team at Primary Residential. We do a lot of learning workshops and reverse mortgage seminars across the country to just drive home the education, because that's really where it starts. It's not a product that should be thought of lightly. There's a lot of thought that must go into it. There's a lot of education that needs to be done on the in the beginning phases of just, number one, learning why a reverse mortgage might make sense, learning what a powerful
right.
tool home equity can be in retirement, and then learning how to make that equity work for you.
I have a quick question, though. Are there interest rates?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. Are the interest rates ever fixed, or are they always adjustable?
So there's a fixed rate option and a variable rate option. So we present all options, and we let the client make the choice. The line of credit is only available with an adjustable rate. But we'll educate the borrower. We'll teach them, here's the difference between a fixed rate reverse mortgage and a variable rate, and we empower them to make the
right.
best decision for their circumstance.
Sense.
I think the real difference now and why the mindset's starting to shift, though, is this. Think about forever in this country, especially how we have planned for retirement. You put money into your 401k, you put money into assets, hopefully, whether it's stocks or bonds or annuities. But what else are
right.
you doing throughout that period of time? You're also paying your mortgage payment. And that by
right.
paying that mortgage payment for whatever it is, 15, 20, 30 years in many cases, you're building a net worth. You're building a nest egg. That money, when you put money into a 401k, your intention is to one day turn around and use that money. When you put money into stocks or bonds or annuities, your intention is to one day turn around and use that money. Well, why should home equity be any different? The money's the same.
Right, exactly.
Right? So
exactly.
What we do is we come in and we teach them how to strategically use the reverse mortgage and how tax efficient the reverse mortgage can be. And that's really the big takeaway in a lot of my learning workshops and seminars. When I start talking about the tax efficiency and how you don't have to pay taxes on any of your home equity because it's your money. We're just creating a way for that equity to be released. That's where I see the eyeballs light up quite often. And because every time
exactly.
you take a distribution, every time you take a distribution from your retirement account, unless it's post-tax money, you're paying taxes on that money. And when people plan for retirement, they don't take into consideration what oftentimes is one of the biggest expenses in retirement, and that's taxes. So very tax efficient to use home equity in retirement.
I love it. Yeah, it's really a fantastic program, and the big thing is getting people to realize it's set up so differently than it was 20 years ago. It's really amazing. Amazing.
Very different, very different. Many more options now. It's actually, especially with a lot of the proprietary innovation, it's become much cheaper to enter into a reverse mortgage. The fees aren't as high as they once were. Additional safeguards have been put in place, especially
mm-hmm.
since 2017. In 2017, there was a lot of additional safeguards put in place. I would say it is the safest type of home loan to take out today because of all the regulation around reverse mortgages, because of all the changes and all the innovation. There's no safer loan. The key is just education.
Wow.
That's really what it comes down to,
making sure it is
the right product.
I do have a quick question that's kind of off the. So say they have the house is $400,000, they don't owe anything, they take a reverse mortgage and they're given $200,000 and they work through that, and say they want to take another loan in that, so they have $200,000 sitting in the house that is still showing as equity, just hypothetically,
mm-hmm.
and they want to take another $50,000 loan and they go to a lender that says we're okay since they're agreeing to let them do a second mortgage since you guys would be the first, or the reverse mortgage would be the first. Are they allowed to do that, or is there anything in the loan docs that precludes them from taking out any other second mortgages or third?
If it's not a reverse mortgage, then it's going to be up to the individual lending institution that they go to. If they're comfortable being
right,
in second
that, but not,
position.
I mean, from you guys. I mean, your reverse mortgage from you. Of course, the lender has to decide, but from you guys, is there in their loan docs, is there anything that prohibits them from getting in another loan on the house?
It would be all on the other side, on the other lender's side.
Okay.
Now they can also
okay.
after 18 months, if the equity goes up in their home, they can also refinance the reverse mortgage and take out any additional money that they might qualify for. We've seen that
okay.
quite often in. Higher dollar markets like D.C., California,
right.
anywhere really on the West Coast,
right.
quite often, it's not uncommon for a home to go up 10%, 15%, maybe even 20, 25% in value in a very short period of time. And so they would be able to come back after 18 months and refinance to potentially get more cash if they needed.
What about on that line of credit? Would they have to refinance that too, or could they just keep the original in there and then that line of credit add to it? Or no, that's part of the whole package?
If they're going to do a refinance, it's going to be a full refinance. Now, one thing we didn't bring up, Natalie, is, and this really happened even after the last time that I believe I was on the show, there is a new proprietary second reverse mortgage on the market right now. So it's
actually
a second loan reverse mortgage. And so it's designed It's designed for, let's say you have a mortgage right now and you have a really low interest rate on it. And it's a low fixed interest rate. Let's say it's 3 or 3.5. I mean, there's been a lot of low interest rates over the past 10 years.
Right.
And you prefer not to refinance into a reverse mortgage. You want to keep that loan because the interest rate is so low. But you want to be able to utilize the wealth that you have in the home to supplement your retirement income. You can do a second reverse mortgage right now. Keep your low fixed rate first mortgage and access additional funds on a second reverse mortgage. We probably should have taken a little bit more time, but we go through these shows so quick.
There's so much to go through.
Next time I come on, I'll elaborate a lot more about that. And also, if any of the listeners are interested, just contact me.
Oh, we're almost at the end. We're almost at the end here. So the recap. So say they have $400,000 house. They get $200,000 on the reverse, but it's a first reverse, and then that other $200,000 they want to do a second reverse. They can do with that equity there, right? And not mess up the first one. Huh.
So the second reverse mortgage is designed to go behind a low fixed rate traditional first mortgage. So you can't have a reverse mortgage and then do a second reverse mortgage. But if you have a low fixed rate on your existing traditional first mortgage, we can do a reverse second mortgage and allows you to tap the equity to get your hands on some money from the wealth in your home, but without having to give up that low fixed rate on your existing first.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's really good to know.
It's an amazing product. It's got to be the right scenario.
Themselves in a second position and not get paid. Yeah, there would have to be a fair amount of equity still, right? Because they're not going to
There's also home value restrictions on that. So, I mean, with only a couple minutes left, it's too much to get into now, but I'm happy to have a one-off conversation with anybody that's interested. Or next time I come on the show, we'll elaborate on that more.
Interesting. That's really all right. Does that run as long as the regular first reverse, or since it's a second, it's like, is it a shorter term, like an equity line or something?
No, it's not. It's
or
a forever
loan.
Of
the loan. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. There's so much out there.
A lot of innovation. And that's because, I think what a lot of private lenders are finding and what the government's finding is the home is where the wealth is. And in order to really solve the longevity funding dilemma that we face in the country right now, there's got to be innovation and that innovation has to start in housing. And homeowners need to be able to have unique and innovative ways to tap the equity because that is where their wealth is. And that's the only way that some people are going to be able to live comfortably and have peace of mind as they grow older in retirement.
I love it. Yep, and we start thinking about it. We have to start thinking about it early on. But, Steve, it has been a pleasure as usual, and we don't want to wait more than a couple months to bring you back on. And we are at the end. You're listening to Steve Sless. This is Realty Universal Radio. And many, many questions, just shoot them over. We'll get them to Steve also and go from there. And we all know somebody that's 62 or older, don't we? Who could use this? Not just the people that are listening. So we all know. So, all right. Well, I thank you very much. And
my pleasure. Happy to be on. Happy you invited me back on. Anytime you want me back on, I'm here for you. I always enjoy coming.
Yeah, we should start scheduling it ahead because I just can't believe 6 months have gone by already, or at least more than that. Even it seems so. All right.
Know.
Thank you again. I know. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.